FlexiWage is a software solution company that empowers workers to take control of their income and budget according to their needs. The company, based at Dungarvan Enterprise Centre, received the great news back in 2020 that it had secured a US patent for the next 20 years. This involved a negotiation process of 4 years, during which time the payroll software company had to prove that its offering was unique. Here's founder Anthony Cronin.
It's like a financial Fitbit for your employees. It allows employees to determine their own pay schedule, so whether they like to be paid weekly, fortnightly or monthly themselves, rather than it being dictated by the employer. But at the same time, it allows the employer to still process 12 payrolls a year rather than having to do a weekly payroll. So it's kind of a win-win. It saves the employer time and it allows the employee to manage their money better. And I suppose we've all felt it in the last week of the month there, when you're monthly paid, struggling to make the end of the month and looking forward to payday and things like that. Whereas with FlexiWage, payday can be every Friday. It's literally an app that you download. Your employer sponsors you to have it. It's like an employee benefit. So as well, and it allows you to select how best suits your lifestyle. So like if you've got all your bills in the second week of the month, you might want to get paid the majority of your monthly wage in that week, but always have some every week so that you're not ever running off having to use the credit card or taking out short-term credit. You know, it's really targeted at that financial wellness.
So explain to me how the patent came about, what it is and who you'll be working with because of it.
Yeah, so basically it means that that nobody can do what we're doing, that it wasn't done before, that we're the first to do it, that we now own kind of the license for anybody to do anything like this. And if anybody wants to do it, they have to partner up and work with us. So like a lot of the leading payroll providers now, we're able to work alongside or work with because of the fact that they can't do it without us, you know.
The Walton Institute is the new name for WIT's research centre, which was formerly TSSG. It's called after renowned physicist Dr. Ernest Walton, born in Dungarvan in 1903, who was jointly awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics for being the first to split the atom artificially. In April of last year, shortly after the renaming, I spoke to former director of the Walton Institute, Dr. Sassi Balasubramanian, who says there's amazing innovation at the centre.
In fact, the name is very, very symbolic because of the breakthrough research work that Ernest Walton himself did in splitting the atom. We want that name to also be symbolic for our research institute in Waterford. We want to be known as the research institute that will develop breakthrough research going forward into the future. So if you look at all the various different types of research that we're doing, it's very, very basic research where we're developing, let's say, for example, living brain implants using biological cells you can stick into the brain to actually suppress epilepsy, all the way to your typical 5G, 6G communication systems for the future. So that's our main grand vision of the future.
So when it comes to people who are working at the Institute then, I mean, you must have people with all different types of backgrounds and skill sets.
Yes, the vast majority of us are ICT researchers, but then each of them would actually have different interests to work with other disciplines. So we'll have people who work with the School of Business, say, for example. We'll have people who work with biologists, with chemists. We'll even have people who work with material science, you know, to take ICT pretty much into different directions.
Maybe sometimes we still think of science and technology as being other or outside of our own daily lives. But I mean, it's completely pervasive now, isn't it?
And when you really think about it, Mary, you know, the different types of problems we're facing today, the problems are always evolving, you know. Pick example is COVID-19. It took us all back to the drawing board. We have to redesign everything all over again. And we always rely on immunologists and virologists. But as ICT researchers, we could also contribute heavily into that. You know, we can come up with new computer modeling techniques to understand how a virus propagates in the body. And these are what works that computer scientists can do, us ICT researchers.
Connectable Technologies recently chose Bellevue as its global HQ. The research and development firm combines internet technology with the application of research and development. It also has offices in Greece and the USA. Dr. Angelos Liapis explains why they chose Waterford as a base.
Why not? First of all, it's a beautiful city. It's a very vibrant city as well. Waterford Institute of Technology is amongst the best educational establishments in Europe. We're in very close collaboration with them because part of the company remains R&D, sort of collaboration with top universities and research institutions is of vital importance to us. At the same time, there are a lot of companies nearby that pharmaceuticals, IT companies, that, you know, they add to this sort of community that we wish to also actively join and contribute to. Also, the Waterford Chamber of Commerce was of tremendous help. I mean, they helped us a lot in making the necessary introduction, in promoting our work. So what's not to like, basically?
I just want to talk to you very briefly about Waterford Chamber and the benefits you feel you get from being part of it. In particular, if, you know, you're new to Waterford and, you know, your staff members are new to the area as well. Is it helpful to be part of a business network like Waterford Chamber?
It is. They're very friendly. They're very accommodating. You know, they're trying to be helpful in a tangible way. They asked us immediately about, you know, what we do, how we do it, the positions that we're opening, the services that we're providing. And they were even asking about the environment that we're offering our employees.
And best of luck to FlexiWage, the Walton Institute and Connectable Technologies, all nominated in technology and innovation. Tomorrow it's the turn of Business of the Year, 150 people and more.